Ukrainian Forces Facebook post. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine posting on Facebook that Ukrainian forces have dealt devastating blows on Russian forces. Russian shelling causing an apartment fire in Kyiv, Ukraine. Firefighters responding to the blaze. Ukrainian President Zelensky saying Sunday evening he wants to meet with Russian President Putin. An influx of refugees from Ukraine seeking safety in Poland.
We're seeing more and more families gathering at train stations across the country, and 1.6 million Ukrainians have now entered Poland alone. But the mayors of some of Poland's largest cities say that this simply is not sustainable. The old train station in Krakow is now a converted refugee center. There are cots and air mattresses and sleeping bags on the ground. Still, it's impossible to keep somewhere like this clean with so many people and so many pets.
Fox's Alex Hogan in the southern part of Poland. Refugees also heading to other countries, including Romania and Hungary. Iran responsible for the launch of 12 ballistic missiles near a U.S. consulate in northern Iraq early Sunday.
U.S. officials do confirm that the ballistic missiles that were fired at Erbil in the Kurdish section of Iraq came from inside Iran. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps said they fired up to 12 ballistic missiles. U.S. State Department officials, however, say the missiles were not targeting the U.S. consulate there. But the Iranian ballistic missiles did land right next to the U.S. consulate in Erbil.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. No U.S. casualties or injuries. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla telling CBS's Face the Nation Sunday that another COVID booster shot is in the works.
The protection what you're getting from the third, it is good enough, actually quite good for hospitalizations and deaths. It's not that good against infections, but doesn't last very long.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another homeless man is murdered in New York City.
New York City police think they may have a serial shooter on the streets, as another homeless man was found gunned down in Lower Manhattan over the weekend. It follows two similar shootings of homeless people, one of them fatal, early Saturday morning by a masked gunman dressed in all black. City leaders have urged the community to come together and help find the killer. And the weekend violence in New York City is similar to three separate attacks against homeless men in Washington, D.C. this month, and NYPD investigators are looking into any possible connection between the two. Sal Giandrasso, Fox News.
TSA wants spring break travelers to show some respect.
You've heard the horror stories about unruly passengers that have forced flights to turn around. Now that more people are flying out for spring break trips, the Transportation Security Agency is asking you to be respectful. They've also issued a list of tips they say you should follow for an efficient security experience, like continue to wear a face mask, pack food in a clear bag, and don't bring your firearm to a security checkpoint. That needs to go into your checked luggage.
Fox's Jill Nato. An earthquake hitting Alaska Saturday morning.
The Alaska Earthquake Center says a Saturday morning quake clocked in at a preliminary magnitude of 5.1 and was felt throughout the south-central part of the state. The center also says there will likely be smaller aftershocks in the next week, but with little chance that any of them will be larger than a magnitude 5.1. Still, the center says there could be dozens of aftershocks that will be large enough to be felt. There was no tsunami danger after Saturday's earthquake.
Fox's Paul Stevens. There was no danger of a tsunami following the quake. And at the Critics' Choice Awards Sunday night, The Power of the Dog was top dog, winning Best Picture. Will Smith won Best Lead Actor for his role in King Richard. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.